Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 16, 2011, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight, we're really excited to be featuring the 15th associate on our Moore Success Team to actually join the Elite Millionaires Club. In other words, they've been paid over $1 million since they started their prepaid legal business. Of course, to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to one of the original Millionaire Club members in prepaid. He's a $500,000 ring earner and, of course, the leader of our Moore Success Team now for the 27 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy, loud and clear. It's great to hear everybody on the call tonight. I'm telling you, we got them from every state, I think, on tonight. Maybe Canada. I didn't hear Canada, but there might be. You know, Randy, before I start to introduce our speaker tonight, I want everyone on the call to thank the name Wilburn Smith. Thank Wilburn Smith's name quite a bit lately. He's back in the hospital. He needs a lot of prayer, and I would appreciate those of you that pray to be sure and keep him in prayer. You know, besides Harlan, he is prepaid. The gentleman and I have been together over 27 years with Harlan, and he's really very ill tonight. So if you would do that, I appreciate it. And, you know, Randy, Mr. Stonecipher and I was talking last week. What a deal prepaid has been for all these years, and what a great deal it's going to be in the future. People getting in today may think they wanted to get in 20, 30 years ago, but the truth is, this is a company still on the ground floor. It seems unbelievable after 40 years, a company could still be on the ground floor. But there's so many plans to expand this company in the very near future. It is unbelievable, and people probably wouldn't believe it if we told them. But other than that, Randy, I have the privilege and the honor to introduce this young man tonight. He's Dr. David Hughes, doctor of chiropractic, has a lovely wife, Sherry, and three wonderful children. Been with prepaid 11 years, and as you just said, he's the newest Millionaire Club member on our team, not to be the last, and hopefully another very soon now, but is the newest one. He's earned it. We honor him tonight. He's earned his 100,000 ring back at 205, platinum jacket earner at 209, regional manager. And I could go on and on, Randy, but it'd probably take up some of his valuable time. He's going to do some great training tonight. It's my honor once again to say welcome, Dr. David Hughes.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you very loud and clear, my friend.
All right. Well, it's great to be on this call. I really appreciate that, and certainly our prayers go out to Mr. Wilburn Smith. You know, it's just amazing to think that no one would be on this call today if he didn't run with this opportunity. And same thing with you, Mr. Kenneth Moore. I just thank you for all that you've done and the support for the organization. And also, Randy, I thank you also for all that you've done, and it's just I'm proud to be part of the Moore Success Team. Well, I wanted to share with the group tonight a little bit about my story, my background, and a little bit about my journey of becoming a millionaire with Prepaid Legal. And it's been a very interesting journey, but I'll start off with my story. You know, I've been with Prepaid Legal 11 years, as Mr. Moore said, and I started really part-time, very part-time, about 5 to 10 hours a week is all I could put into it. I was in my last year of getting my doctorate in chiropractic school. So a lot of times people think, oh, you're a doctor of chiropractic, that's why you've been so successful. You know, you were this influential person and making lots of money, and that's not where I was. I was actually a broke college student. The year before I started Prepaid Legal, you know, you get those Social Security statements in the mail that says how much you paid into the system. Well, I got that statement, and I still got a copy of it today. But the year I started Prepaid Legal, I made $5,600 for the whole year. That was not a month. That was a whole year. So we were broke with a capital B, and you know when you're broke with a capital B when you know 21 different ways to make top ramen, and that's what where my wife and I were when we started Prepaid Legal, and we saw a great opportunity, fell in love with the services, and got started part-time. Never done a business like this before. It was really new, but I saw that there was something special here. I've been introduced to other network marketing companies, and none of them got my interest, but Prepaid Legal certainly did. And so I started the business as I was in my chiropractic internship. Within 15 months, we were able to replace our income on a really part-time basis. Shortly after that, walked away from practicing chiropractic back in 2003 and continue to grow the business. And now, you know, we're able to do this as a full-time dad with my wife, who's a full-time stay-at-home mom. And it's just been a real blessing to be home with our three kids and to be involved in their lives and watch them grow up. And so that's kind of a little bit about my background and how I got started with Prepaid Legal. But I wanted to kind of share with you a few things that made a difference for me. Kind of share some of the things that were big moving points into my business. I had made executive director for the first time, and on my 12th month in the business. And that was, again, that was very part-time. I was still in my chiropractic internship. And to kind of back up how that evolved was my first recruit was my mother and father-in-law, which originally told me no. They were not interested in Prepaid Legal. They said, well, you know, the only time I was able to use an attorney was once in my life, and that was when I was going through my divorce and I got totally ripped off, and I just don't see a need for that. So after we showed the video, we turned the video off, said, okay, well, hey, thanks for watching. Let's have dinner. So we had dinner with the family, with the in-laws, and then over dinner they started asking, well, hey, can this help us out with our rental property? We're like, yeah. Can it help out with this? Yeah. And so they're like, well, you know what, maybe we can use that. Go ahead and sign us up for the service, and if we're going to get the service, we might as well become an associate also. And then the second associate on my team was recruited by them, and that was six-figure income earner, platinum executive director, Mr. Dave Hall, the regional vice president of the state of Utah. He was the second recruit on my team. And so it was pretty beneficial to have somebody like that, a person who just took off with the business, because, you know, there was two things that made a big difference for me in my business. One is I saw my brother Jeff, who's my sponsor, go from living in a tiny, you know, a little over 1,000-foot square foot house, selling shoes for a living at the mall, and I watched him go from this meager income, raising a family of six. I think he's four kids in, so family of six with him and his wife, and I saw him within 10 months make it over $10,000 a month. And that showed me that there's a real opportunity here. Look at this. My own brother, Jeff, is able to create that kind of success, and we all work together as a team. And it was so inspiring, and it built my belief. And then another thing that really built my belief was when I saw Dave Hall explode and take off in Prepaid Legal. So here I have my upline, and I have someone on my team who are having success. And it became to where it's like I couldn't question it anymore. I knew that there was a great opportunity here. And so as I was going through my chiropractic internship, literally tied up from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, I didn't know, I felt like I had handcuffs on behind my back. It was like, oh, I just want to run. And I see people having this success, and I share that with you because, you know, we've all heard this story sell, and facts tell and stories sell. And those stories were motivating to me. And the more stories that we can create, the more momentum we can create within an organization. And so that's kind of how the business started to take off. And then I continued to grow it and found a few other people that allowed me to build an organization as an executive director, but then we went through our struggles because we had hit executive director pretty quickly. Well, at least I thought it was pretty quickly after only a year, and we had a strong team with Dave Hall, but we needed to make up some the two other teams and support those organizations to get the memberships necessary to continue to qualify. And so I continued to work on that, but there was a period where we had missed executive director. And it was frustrating, and we went through many challenging times financially. I'd actually taken a couple semesters off of school, two semesters before graduating chiropractic, to just go run with Prepaid Legal for a while. And at first, we were going through some major challenges financially. We had missed executive director, and we didn't have a job. And my wife, she decided to go out and help provide for the family so that I can continue to work Prepaid Legal. But as we were going through those challenging times, it was also a time that we had our car repossessed. We had our notice on our apartment complex saying, hey, 3 days or pay or get out. But we continued to persevere. And there was a time also where Chris and my brother Chris and I were running the San Bernardino business briefing, and they told us when we moved to California, they said, hey, you can't build in the Inland Empire in Riverside, San Bernardino. It just doesn't work. We've tried it many times. It just doesn't work. You need to drive all the way down to the beach cities, down by the beach, like San Diego, or Orange County. And that's where all the activity is, so you need to go down there. And I thought, well, I don't have gas money to go that far. We've got to make this work. And so we started a business brief, and it started off to be pretty successful. But then the attendance died off a little bit, and now both Chris and I are struggling to build our Prepaid Legal business, and we're wondering, can we even continue to run this business briefing? We're taking a loss every single week, and it's coming out of our pocket. We can't even put food on the table for our family. And it was challenging. And I remember this conversation. I was sitting down with my brother Chris, and I said, Chris, we can't cancel the business briefing. This is where our new team is building into. If we cancel this, they're not going to have anything to build into. They're not going to have their local support. We've got to make it happen. And so we continue to find a way to make it happen, and we did. And that business briefing has gone on to grow over 400 people a week. But it was a major pivoting point in our business because we were able to get executive director back. We actually went to bronze executive director. Our income had taken an all-time high, and we were doing very well financially. And then I decided it's time that I had to go back to go to chiropractic school, finish up my internship, and be done with that so I can at least have that chapter of my life done. So I went back, and at that time I was already making more than my professors, almost all my professors, on a part-time basis with Prepaid Legal. So I finished up my internship, graduated, and then again was able to take the handcuffs off and go full-time again with Prepaid Legal. And there was a time in my business where I had talked to my brother Mike, who had actually stopped building Prepaid Legal and went into chiropractic full-time. And so I would call him up all the time, and I'd say, hey, Mike, you want to go golfing today? And he's like, dude, I can't. I got to work. And I said, hey, I call him up again. I said, hey, Mike, you want to go fishing? Dude, I can't. I got to work. I was like, no, working is getting in the way. and then one day he called me up complaining about how much money he has in the accounts receivable with insurance and not being able to pay out and things like that, and he was frustrated about it. I go, well, welcome to the life of a chiropractor. And so I was able to convince him to come back and to work in a Prepaid Legal with me, and built him to executive director. At that time, we moved to gold executive director in Prepaid Legal, and shortly after that got our six-figure ring. And just continued to build from there. And today we've been able to build to platinum executive and get the platinum jacket and help five different lines of sponsorship, all hit the executive director position. And so it's just been incredible to see this business grow and what it's become. And but it was, as I shared with you, that there, it didn't come easy. There was very, very challenging times. I think many people would have just gave up, but we didn't, because we knew that there was incredible life if we continue to build our business with Prepay Legal. And that I didn't have that kind of freedom working in a clinic 40 hours a week. And today life has changed significantly because we were able to build a business that provides ongoing leveraged income. See, I could get leverage as a chiropractor because I could hire other chiropractors. But if I teach them all the great things of how to build a successful clinic, what are they going to do? They're going to go across the street, set up their own shop, take all the patients with them. Well, that doesn't create leverage. That creates competition. And so I didn't have that leverage, but I've been able to create that with Prepay Legal. And I also didn't have residual income, but I do now with Prepay Legal. And so life has changed significantly from 11 years ago when we had made $5,600 in the previous year before starting Prepay Legal. And today we live in a beautiful home on the foothills of the Rocky Mountain National Forest in Loveland, Colorado. We were able to drive cars that once used to be on my screen, on my desktop of my screensaver for my computer, and then be able to buy them and own them and smell that fresh leather of the beautiful Lexus that I was able to buy. And then, you know, there was I've always wanted to become a pilot. And I thought, you know, it takes so much money and so much time, and I don't know, you know, if I can do that. But one day I got frustrated because I wanted to catch a flight, but I didn't want to drive all the way to the Denver airport. And I thought, well, I got an airport right here by my house. So I walked downstairs from my home office, saw my wife as I'm heading out the door, and she goes, "Where are you going?" I go, "I'm going to my first day of flight school." And she just laughed and said, "You're crazy." And today I've become a pilot because it was a passion, because I had the time and I had the money to do it. And I thoroughly enjoy it. But life has changed. I don't wake up to the electronic rooster anymore. I'm able to wake up to the alarm, or wake up to my kids, especially my 4-year-old Alyssa. And just a few months ago, she'd actually jumped on my bed, grabbed my covers, and said, "Daddy, wake up." And so, "What is it?" She goes, "I want you to take my training wheels off." And I was like, "Oh, wow." I mean, I didn't know where this came from. She hasn't mentioned anything about it. But that got me excited as a daddy. So I went downstairs, and I had breakfast with the family, and I couldn't get out to the garage fast enough to take those training wheels off in the middle of a Wednesday morning. I was able to teach my daughter how to ride her bicycle. Folks, that's freedom. And that's what we've been able to enjoy with this great business of Prepay Legal. And every one of you have that opportunity in front of you. And I can't think about how, I mean, it boggles my mind to think how many lives would be different had I said no to this opportunity. How Mr. Kenneth Moore or Wilbert Smith had said no to this opportunity. How many lives would be different if they said no? But they didn't. I didn't. And lives have been changed, where hundreds of people have been able to come home, at least in my organization, and to be stay-at-home moms and stay-at-home dads with this business. And I wish that for each one of you. And as you continue to follow the course and you plug in and commit to your business, commit to your future, when you learn about things that you need to be implementing into your business, that you embrace it completely. And that's what I did. Is when I learned something, I was like, I embraced it. I ran with it. I didn't question it. Well, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can fit that in. I was like, okay, I don't know how I can fit that in my schedule, but I'm going to find a way. And I always found a way instead of found excuses. And I know that if you have that way of thinking, that you will be able to accomplish the freedoms and have the incredible lifestyle that you can have here with this great company with Prepay Legal. Well, Mr. Moore, it's been a privilege to be on the call and to be able to share my journey of becoming a millionaire with Prepaid Legal. I hope this has been of value to those who are on the call.
Well, we got about 5 more minutes. We'd like to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, David.
Sure, we'd love to.
Do you see where you stand right now, you know, Prepaid's moving forward. What do you see in your future and the future of Prepaid?
You know, I'm so excited. I mean, the future has never looked brighter. I mean, I'm so excited about MidOcean partners coming on board and the management, the resources, and things that they plan on doing with Prepaid Legal. And so I'm excited to move forward and to get the $250,000 ring and move on to $500,000 ring. And I see that opportunity is so much bigger now than it ever has before. And so I'm very excited about the future and where I'm moving forward in Prepaid Legal.
Well, you know, I think in the near future it'll be easier for someone to get the $500,000 ring than it was for you to get the $100,000 ring. I just think that's how much Prepaid will be known, that's more it'll be accepted, and I think it's going to be a bright golden future, especially for young people like you and your wife, Jeremy and his wife. We have so many young folks like you coming on. Of course, Wilbur and I are the older crowd, but we'll still be around a while. But I'm so excited about leaving a legacy, aren't you? I know you're young. Aren't you kind of excited about leaving a legacy for those children of yours? Maybe you would have anyhow, but you know you can do it through Prepaid. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I think it's funny because my kids, they don't know what it's like to not have their dad or to have their dad and mom always leaving and going to a job every day. You know, I'm able to be home every day, and so sometimes they take it for granted, and I think I take it for granted. But it's such a blessing, you know, and those are the blessings we get to enjoy now. But as you mentioned, Mr. Moore, is that it's something that we're not – I don't work for today's money, and I think that's a lot of times people outside of Prepaid Legal don't understand that. I don't work for today's money. Today's money comes whether I work or not. I work for future money.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I work to every day that I work, I'm working for a bigger future, for more residual, for to truly leave a legacy, not for the day. I'm not working for the day, I'm working for the future.
You know, I appreciate that because that's really what it's all about. You know, when I was your age, I couldn't stay home with Randy, my older daughter. I had to work sometimes 2 jobs all the time and be out late sometimes half the night. Everything. So I missed the things in life that was most precious to me. But with Prepaid Legal, I'm telling you, it is absolutely fantastic. People like you, I would have never known. Like when I had my birthday the other day, Jeremy was going to take me out, and Randy drove up, and my daughter, when I got there, there's Harlan Stone Cypher sitting there, Wilmer Smith sitting there, and his wife, my pastor and his wife, Harold Pencil and his wife, all sitting there at a surprise birthday party. Those people I would never have known, but with Prepaid, they have enriched my life, become friends that will last to eternity, and then through that, that's what it means to me. As much as the money, it's a legacy left behind for the family to remember that you paved the way, you helped set it up, and they can be proud of what you're accomplishing. And we're very proud to have you on the call. Now, I think Randy'd like to ask you a question, too, but I want to thank you so much for being on the team. You're quite an inspiration. Randy?
Dr. Hughes, first of all, I want to tell you how proud we are of you and Sherry and all of your hard work and perseverance. But actually, I want to quickly go out to Lexington, Virginia, and to another Millionaire Club member and Platinum Executive Director that actually sponsored you in the business. He's very, very proud of you, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, first off, my baby brother, David Hughes, that's just an amazing story. I'll never tire of hearing that. And, you know, we made a list of people that we wanted to share with Prepaid Legal. There was 5 people on it. It was Mike, David, and Chris, and Sherry, Mike and David's wives. And I think if we had spoken to them and talked to them, tried to convince them about Prepaid Legal, they probably would never have listened to us. But because we used a third-party tool, they were willing to come with us to a business briefing, and the briefing convinced them to do Prepaid Legal. We never did. And we tried to convince Tony to do Prepaid Legal, and it took us months to recruit him, and it wasn't because he ran out of options that he decided to join us. So it's a kind of a lesson to all of us when we're working with friends and family. The less we say, the more we show, the better our chances of success. And, you know, the system that we use with David and his wife, it worked with them. And so they turned around and used that same system with their friends and family, who then turned around and used it for their friends and family. And really, David's business, my business, and most of our team's business has been built on third-party tools, business briefings, training, Super Saturdays, and conventions. We just use the system of Prepaid Legal, and we've repeated for almost 12 years, and that's what's created the lifestyle that we enjoy. It's not that we're great. It's the system is great.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times people look at us today and they see us who we are today, but they don't realize that we were brand new and we were scared to death and we were just trying to figure out this business like everyone when they're brand new. And so we had all gone through that and we'd all experienced that. And one day I was going through memory lane in my emails, and I came across an old email that I had written back in December 14th, 2002. So I had only been 2.5 years in the business at this time, and this email is so amazing because I just want to share some information here because I think it's quite revealing because it takes me back so far when I was still fairly new in the business. And it says, looking back over the last 3 years, it's amazing what's transpired from this opportunity. I didn't know many people when I got started in Prepaid Legal. I was taught early in the business of the importance of making a list of contacts and exposing everyone on the list. My wife initially came up with 51 people. Here are the results. Now, we didn't know a lot of people. We had a real difficult time of coming up that list, and we had to stretch it just to come up with those 51 people. Most people know a lot more than that. But here's the results of the 51 people on my original list of names. 16 of them were flat out not interested. 4 of them just bought a membership. 9 of them, over a 3-year span, became associates. 21 of them, no contact, are still working on them. And I say, I don't know that's not all that impressive, but those results have brought forth fruits of over 2,000 associates nationwide in 3 years. And it's just interesting to see how that's, you know, it made me chuckle to think going back that far, three years in the business, what it was like, and to read an email that I had sent to my team when I started my list of names.
I think everybody assumes that we came out of the gate, you know, just running, and we had all kinds of success, and a lot of people say, well, you guys were working as a family, and, you know, so that made you lucky, and you must have been in a good marketplace, and there was, you know, working with family is high drama, as you can attest. It can be a positive, but it can also be a negative, and we weren't in a good marketplace. We were in Texas with a license and a test and a high cost to get started, and, I mean, we didn't have anything really. We didn't have strong upline support because we hadn't really met our upline yet. We were in a group marketing state. We're trying to network market Prepaid Legal without really any mentors. So we didn't have, you know, the wind in our sails like everybody assumes that we did. We were focused. I think we wanted this to happen. We continued to work to see that it happened, even in spite of the fact that there was very little evidence that it was happening. I mean, if you're looking at that letter, 2.5 years left after you started, but if you'd have done it 2.5 months or even a year after you started, you certainly wouldn't, you know, feel the confidence that you did at that point. So I would encourage everybody on the call, especially the new people, the ones that are just getting started, your business is young, don't look at the money you're making today. And Dr. Hughes talked about the money that you earn for the future, and that's really the money that you're putting in the bank today. That the business that you put on the books today will pay you for many, many years down the road. You talk to Ken Moore and Randy Moore and, you know, these people that have been in Prepaid a long time, the residual income is the money that we don't often talk about with new people because they don't understand what it is, but talk to the old-timers and they'll tell you that's the money that you want, that money that comes in all the time. And that's what you guys are getting an opportunity to build. So don't give up hope. Keep working on your goals and keep doing those basic things. And like David said, most people aren't interested. Most people you can't get a hold of. You know, a few people buy memberships, a few people come on board, but if you use a system that duplicates, those people turn into armies. They turn into legions. And, you know, David, that team that was, you know, 2,000 people you know, was that 3 years after you started? How many people has that grown to today?
A lot more than that.
For me today, and I said, my gosh, that's a small town, you know, or a pretty good sized town. And
yeah.
Started with three people and ends up in tens of thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of memberships. But not that we're good again. I think we were adequate, but the system that State Legal has in place is exceptional. It allows average people to have exceptional results. So thank you, David. I'm so proud of you and Sherry, and congratulations to you for being a millionaire club member in the company and the fourth millionaire club member in the Hughes family. So well, two more to go. We've got your brother, your twin brother Michael, to hit the millionaire club, and then we got to start working on our baby sister Becca's business and get her to the millionaire club. That'd be pretty cool, have six of six at some point.
That's right. Well, thanks for being a great sponsor, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, David. Mr. Moore, back to you.
All right. Dr. Hughes, we appreciate you very much. We wanted to honor you tonight with being the guest special guest speaker because, you know, what an accomplishment, what a great story. Of course, you just begun your journey, and I know you've got multiple millions in your future. But, again, we appreciate you, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Of course, we appreciate you and your family and the legacy that you've built for your entire family for generations to come. And you guys are just awesome. Everybody needs to hear the story to let everybody know that you just don't start at the top. There's a journey, but everybody can do it in prepaid legal. Some will and some won't, but we appreciate the ones that do, and so we wanted to honor you tonight. So thank you so much for being on our call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Great to be here.
All right. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, you know, that's quite an amazing story because we're the only family that has three generations of Millionaire Club members to family, but I believe they're the only family to have four brothers as Millionaire Club members. I don't even know another group that has four brothers in prepaid legal. So it's quite a tradition here, it seems like, on our team to have success within families, and I encourage everybody to get their family involved. Other than Randy, we're running a little late, but other than that, I want to say let's keep praying for Wilbur Smith. Let's keep God first, family second. Thank you all. And keep prepaid third. Thank you all. Just keep with God, and we'll see you around the corner.
Good night, everyone.